It's time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, Wiki Corner today brought to you by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it's Inauguration Day.
Yes.
If you didn't know, if your phone didn't blow up with all the updates.
Minute by minute updates.
Yes.
Right.
So we're going to talk about presidential inaugurations and the history.
Okay.
And I think you'll be surprised at some of this stuff.
So how many, are you going to say this? How many inaugurations have there been? Because there's people who've done the double. Are you?
What?
Go.
How many what?
Inaugurations have there been?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't do the math.
All right, go on.
So presidential inaugurations weren't always in January.
Oh.
The first inauguration, which was George Washington, took place on April 30th, 1789.
Well, that sounds better.
All subsequent inaugurations from 1793 until 1933 were held on March 4th. That was the day of the year on which the federal government began operations under the U.S. Constitution in 1789.
I see.
So there was basically a long four-month lame duck period between the election and the inauguration.
Wow.
That's a long time.
That is a long time.
With technological advances requiring less time to count votes and a lot less time to travel to Washington, D.C.,
right.
The 20th Amendment, which was ratified in 1933, moved up Inauguration Day to January 20th. And Franklin D. Roosevelt was the first president to take the oath of office on January 20th in 1937.
Oh, okay.
Now, inauguration procedure is governed by tradition rather than the Constitution. The only constitutionally required procedure is the presidential oath of office. And there's only one man that has both taken and administered the oath of office, and that is William Howard Taft.
Would not have guessed that. I could have sat here all day.
12 years after he was sworn in as America's 27th president, Taft was appointed to Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. In that role, he was the man to administer the oath of office to Calvin Coolidge in 1925 and Herbert Hoover in 1929.
That's crazy when you think about it.
Now, the vice president is sworn into office in the same ceremony as the president, but that wasn't always the case. Prior to 1937, the vice presidential oath was administered in the Senate chamber. VPs even delivered their own inaugural addresses, sometimes at their own peril.
Uh-oh.
Take, for example, Andrew Johnson.
Take, for example.
Who was drunk when he made his inaugural address.
But that was a
good
one.
As vice president of the United States on March 4th, 1865. Multiple sources suggest that Johnson had been drunk for at least a week prior. He drank heavily the night before the inauguration, and he consumed either 3 glasses of whiskey or 1 glass of French brandy. Either or. The morning of the ceremony.
He was drunk for a week leading up to it?
Yes.
A solid week.
Apparently.
Wow.
Now, witnesses variously described Johnson's speech as hostile, inane, incoherent, repetitive, self-aggrandizing, and sloppy.
Sloppy. Do we have a record of the speech, though? Is there like, okay.
Yeah. So when he tried to swear in the new senators, he got too confused and had to let the Senate clerk complete his duties instead. Excuses were later made that his obvious intoxication was a result of medication for typhoid.
Typhoid. That'll
just
do
had
it.
A little case of typhoid and...
Did you take the meds? You take what you're prescribed. What year was that?
This was 1865.
Okay.
Now, I kid you not, the Wikipedia page, if you want to look this up, the Wikipedia page is Andrew Johnson's Drunk Vice Presidential Inaugural Address. That's the title of the Wikipedia page. And there is a transcript of his speech.
So the transcript of the speech or the trans? The transcript is what he said.
That's what he said.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good read. If you have time, no. It's worth a read.
I might check that out.
So newly sworn in presidents usually give a speech referred to as the inaugural address. As with many inaugural customs, this one was also started by George Washington in 1789. In 1793, Washington gave the shortest inaugural address on record, at just 135 words.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I like the brevity.
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
The man with the longest inaugural address had the shortest presidency. Mm. We talked about him before, I think, a couple times on the Wiki Corner. That's William Henry Harrison, who set the record for longest ever speech when he spent nearly 2 hours delivering an 8,445-word inaugural address in 1841, and he died of pneumonia just a month later. Because it was also a very cold day, and he was outside without a hat and coat, I think. And
sure.
Whatever.
He should have taken his medicine like the other guy.
Yeah, right. If only, right? Yeah. Following the arrival of the presidential entourage to the White House, there is an inaugural parade.
Oh, yeah.
In 1829, following his first inaugural parade, Andrew Jackson held a public reception at the White House during which 20,000 people created such a crush that Jackson had to escape through a window.
Oh, wow.
And the crowd continued to descend into a drunken mob, only dispersed when bowls of liquor and spiked punch were placed on the front lawn of the White House.
A lot of drinking going on with a lot of these stories.
Yeah, and also, like, it's weird to think of just being able to just
walk
20,000 people just to go into the White House.
That is weird.
It's so weird.
And it did used to be open. People could go and address the president and ask questions of the president, just show up on the doorstep, which is crazy.
Now, organizers of Richard Nixon's second inaugural in 1973 sought to pigeon-proof the parade by spending $13,000 to spray something called Roost No More, which was a repellent designed to irritate birds' feet.
Is that like an As Seen on TV thing? Roost No More?
It sounds like it, right? So they sprayed this on all the trees and the buildings lining Pennsylvania Avenue. However, when the pigeons unexpectedly ate the chemical, the birds dropping dead rather than bird droppings became the primary overhead hazard to spectators.
Look out. Look out. Heads up, everybody.
That's
pigeons
right.
are falling from the sky.
Yeah.
All right, you picked out a record to go along with the presidential inaugurations, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play Elvin for president by the Chipmunks.
We'll do it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, it's the Chipmunks and Dave Seville, Alvin for President on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about presidential inauguration.
We sure were.
For Inauguration Day.
We sure were. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's week. Corey, ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, presidential inaugurations were originally held in March.
William Howard Taft is the only person to both take and administer the oath of office.
And George Washington had the shortest inaugural address at just 135 words.
That's almost hard. I mean, I remember when I was in like sixth grade,
you
had to write a paper, it was 150 words.
Yeah.
And I remember back when I was in sixth grade thinking, that's a lot of writing. That's a page with your big sixth grade handwriting and like a half or something like that. And now if I were to try to
condense
like some of my emails that I go to write that are supposed to be short end up being so long.
I know.
It would be hard to be that concise, don't you think?
It would be. Yeah.
Do we have record of his inauguration speech?
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm sure it exists somewhere.
Tonight, I'll just go through and read all of
them.
There
you go.
Folks want to learn more about the presidential inauguration. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
You got that right. Plus, we do this on Facebook Live every day so you can see behind the scenes, the conversation during the song, like Alvin and for President that you just heard. And then we archive everything up at Facebook to YouTube as well. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. The entire library is there. Be sure to like and subscribe so you're notified when we post new videos. It's all made possible by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. And that's about it for today.
That's right.
Sarah, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
Stay warm.
You too.
Fresh episode tomorrow at 4:10. I think tomorrow's going to be cold too. It is 12 degrees for high, Kevin says.
Boy.
My gosh. He'll update the forecast for us in just a minute, plus traffic next on Legends 102.7.